excited for Family Day. Got a lot of people registered to be here, and it's just good to be at home and not having to drive 5 hours or hop on a plane. So.
Making those arrangements does kind of wear on you, doesn't it?
It can get a little bit tiring, but making arrangements at home games is fun. We like doing that. So a lot of exciting stuff happening this weekend.
Well, you got it going on. You got volleyball tonight, Don?
Yep. The Red Hot Emporia State volleyball team will be coming back to White Auditorium. They're actually making their home debut MIAA opener against number 24-ranked Missouri Western. Hornets have won 9 in a row, done it with a really exciting style. They've had to go to a bunch of what are called deuce sets, meaning you got the point total got to where you had to win by 2 at the end, and they won all of those last weekend. So showing a little resiliency there, and just an exciting team to watch, as I've seen on watching them on the internet. I haven't seen them in person except for one matchup in Topeka, but they're an exciting group to play. Third year with Coach Mursek, really starting to get his players in play and his system in play, and they're exciting. And again, free to come down to White Auditorium tonight. We put some bleachers down on the floor, so you can get a little bit closer to the action for volleyball now, too. So that should be exciting. And they're just a great product to come and watch tonight.
Yeah, they're playing a ranked opponent, right?
Exactly, yep. Missouri Western's ranked number 24. They had a good lead last year. Chances are, we're thinking, if we can come through this weekend with a good weekend, we should at least make a jump into those receiving votes next week.
Well, and volleyball's not done. They have a pair here at home, right?
Correct. We'll be tonight at 6, and then tomorrow night after football, we'll play at 7 against Northwest Missouri down at White Auditorium.
All right, so head down and watch the, as Don mentioned, the Red Hot Emporia State volleyball team. Well, Family Day football tomorrow, Don. Lay it out for us.
Hey, it is going to be a full day, and we have got a lot of people planning on coming. I heard, they had 1,500 registrations for the Family Day activity, so that'll be good. That's all going to start about 8 in the morning at the Union. They're going to have a donuts and discounts event at Memorial Union. You can get some donuts in the Union, shop some discounts in the bookstore. That'll be a fun thing for a couple hours. And then Hornet Walk at 10 o'clock as the football team makes their way from their pregame meal in the Union. They'll walk down past the new wellness center and nursing center in between Abigail Morris Hall, walk down the Morse Drive to the tailgate area, turn in and go into the stadium. We'd love to have a lot of people there. That's always a nice experience for them. Again, that's at 10 o'clock. That leads right into Live at the Hive and a tailgate for Family Day that will be held down by the Sand Volleyball Courts. And when they get down there, it's going to be fun. They've got an inflatable. They've got some food trucks down there. A lot of different things happening down there. Those will open up about 10:30 or so. Live at the Hive will still be going on. We'll have our DJ there. I'm pretty sure Tegan Trahoon will still be there trying to hype some people up, too. So should be just a great time there. If you're not interested in doing that, you can still maybe head over to PayRock, the Profit Aquatic Research and Outreach Center, and they're going to have some events over there, too. But just make sure you're back over on campus into Welch Stadium at 1 o'clock. Actually, be there about 12:30, so you can catch the Marching Hornets in action pregame, too. For a big, 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 big game with Pittsburgh State. Those are always big. It's the 7th most played rivalry in Division II history. The Gorillas are coming in. They're ranked 18th in the country. They're 2-2 on the year. They've played probably the toughest schedule in the country so far. Emporia State hasn't been too soft either with Angelo State and then out at Kearney, but pretty tough matchup here. Big implications for going on into regional MIAA play here. Should be a huge crowd. We've only got about 270 reserve seats left that we do sell. We only have 1,000 seats that we sell, so we've sold almost over 700 of those. But then, of course, it's open seating, free GA admission. Had a lot of people from Pittsburgh calling us going, is that true? Is
it free? Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Except for you, right?
But we're letting everybody in right now. So there have been a few, I know. Bought some reserve tickets just to make sure from Pittsburgh. So be kind if they're sitting in next to you. If you're in the on the chair back seats over there, be kind to our friends there. Just don't be as kind to the people in the field. So have some fun with it, but keep it all nice. But that'll be a fun time. A lot of things going on. We'll recognize the Schaefer family as our Hornet Heritage family. That'll happen during one of our media timeouts in the first quarter. A lot of other promotions going on, including that chance to win $10,000 at halftime if you can show off your Patrick Mahomes arm and get it through the moving target. So a lot of great things going on there. And then, like you said, wrap it up tomorrow night with volleyball down at White Auditorium against Northwest Missouri.
Well, Don, what about that new scoreboard?
That was my next question.
It is ready to go, we think. They were tested it yesterday. We're going to learn some training today on it. It is crystal clear. It is bigger than the other one on video area. Be ready. It is very loud. The people that were, I know we've had a little trouble with some sound systems the last couple of years. That is not a problem, or it wasn't yesterday. In fact, we had some people calling us, telling us while we were testing during the class time that we probably need to turn it down a little bit. And that was only at 50% volume. So we're going to see what we can do today, getting things loaded up onto that and be ready to go. It should be really add to the environment there a little bit. It's a, you know, some different things this year that we had from the past.
All right. Glad to hear I won't be yelled at then for sounding so cruddy. Love to hear that. All right. Yeah, big day, big weekend, family day weekend, Emporia State. Thanks, Don.
Thanks, Don.
Hey, thank you all very much. Hope to see you somewhere around this weekend.
All right. Don Wiest, Associate Athletic Director, Head of Media Relations, ESU Family Day. And yeah, they've got a bunch of stuff happening, that is for sure.
Oh, yeah, they do. You know, basically, it's close to all day for Family Day activities over at Welch Stadium. But, yeah, you know, Emporia State, huge game, going to be a big attendance. But make it a big attendance at White Auditorium, though, too, for the volleyball team. Celebrate that.
Well, let's see. Johnny Appleseed, born on this day, 1774. Of course, he gained fame by, well, scattering apple seeds all over the Ohio Valley area, Ohio, Indiana, Illinois. On this date in 1902, the world's richest maker of pants, Levi Strauss, passed away at the age of 73. Back in the early 1900s, if you lived to be in your 70s, that's a pretty good run.
That was a pretty good haul, yeah.
He had very good genes, obviously.
Oh! Yeah. How did I not see that coming?
On this date, 1975, we heard about this week. In fact, yesterday, the Rocky Horror Picture Show debuted in theaters. And I'll be listening for more details on the Homecoming musical. We heard all about that yesterday.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And we invite you to jump into our audio vault and take a listen. A lot of great information and a lot of great activities all month long, not just
all month long. Yep.
For Homecoming. Let's see, today is National Compliance Officer Day, National Situational Awareness Day.
Hmm.
What? National Dumpling Day. It's National Pancake Day today.
Oh, there you go.
And National Shamu the Whale Day.
National
No kidding.
Really? Shamu got his own national day.
No kidding. Starbucks, not good news here, laying off around 900 employees and closing some U.S. and Canadian stores, like over 400 stores.
Yeah, it's not pretty.
No, it is not. A new electric car from China is called the Yang Wang U9 Extreme. They've got it traveling over 300 miles an hour, 308.4.
Oh,
man, why?
The G-forces on that are going to be horrible.
Boy, sad to hear that William Shatner rushed to the hospital Wednesday after he experienced a medical emergency, something to do with his blood sugar, I guess. France's former president Nicolas Sarkozy has been sentenced to 5 years in jail as a court found him guilty of criminal conspiracy over dealings with Libya.
Oops.
Man.
Yeah, Libya's still not one of those countries that you're encouraged to do business with.
U.S. measles cases, Chuck, surpassed 1,500 as an outbreak has grown in parts of Utah and Arizona.
Aren't we done with measles? Oh, wait. No, we're not, are we, after what happened last year and this year?
I heard you with a story on Bushong's former mayor.
Yeah, Gary Smith.
Yeah, passed away. Sad news there. A tough battle with brain cancer. But they've got a celebration of life activity next weekend.
Yes, October 4th.
Park in Bushong.
Yeah. So you're everybody encouraged to, you know, pay your respects to Gary Smith and in a way, see the work, the fruits of the labor that Gary and Diane have been doing now for a decade plus with the Northland County Veterans Memorial. And
great work there.
Wow, absolutely.
And personal notes, boy, sad news. My neighbor, Marty Ringgold, who's been battling cancer for quite some time, passed away yesterday.
Boy, that's too bad.
He was a great neighbor, a great friend, and Thoughts and prayers out to the boys, Miles and Mason.
Mm-hmm.
But Marty was a great guy. What a great neighbor to have, but lost his battle with cancer yesterday afternoon. So thoughts and prayers out to Marty's family. And sad to see Marty go. Like to have great neighbors and great people like Marty Ringgold around.
Mm-hmm.
6:55, 57 degrees. There is the lunch bell. School lunch menu is brought to you by our good friends at Citizens State Bank with 10 Emporia area locations to serve their great customers. Citizens State Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC. And let's head to Timmerman Elementary School for today's USD 253 school lunch menu.
Good morning. Today is Friday, September 26, 2025. My name is Kennedy Chuck, and I am a fifth grade student at Timmerman Elementary, home of the Bulldogs. For breakfast today, we are having biscuits and gravy, fruit, juice, and milk. For lunch today, we are having chicken drummies or crispitos, dinner roll, cheese sauce, broccoli, celery sticks, and an apple. Have a great Friday.
Have a great Friday. Nicely done, and thank you very much, Timmerman Elementary School. KVOE Live and Local, 58 degrees. Good morning. It's 6:56.
The other day, a friend sent me a text that made me laugh. It was a picture of his garage door with a suspicious dent in it. As I zoomed in, I started to see little dimples in a circular pattern, and then I realized what I was looking at. He had mishit a golf ball in his front yard and launched it into his newly painted, pristine garage door. Sometimes we just miss the mark. Whether it's on the golf course, in relationships, or faith, there are going to be times where we don't get it right. The Bible actually translates the Hebrew word for sin as missing the mark. It's the same word used for like if you were